The NFL season officially kicks off tonight with the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Super Bowl champs, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. New ad numbers point to high expectations for the season. NBC selling its Super Bowl ads for as much as $6.5 million. And that is, yes, a new record. For more on that, let's bring in Jeremy Carey, Optimum Sports Managing Director. Jeremy, it's good to talk to you today. A lot of people excited about the game, but that number, $6.5 million, NBC has said they've already sold most of the ads for February during the Super Bowl. What are you going to be looking to, and what do you make of the high expectations going in?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. As we look at the marketplace, it moved a lot earlier this year. Many of our advertisers at Omnicom Media Group have strategically moved their dollars up to make sure they're securing the value within and beyond the commercial pods. That speaks to the strong demand dynamic that's out there. While we're also seeing some categories come back into action, like auto and travel and movie studios, they were all forced to alter their marketing plans during and throughout the pandemic in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a welcome rebound, seeing as, you know, some jitters and some weakness there in advertising and viewing in sports last year. I'm thinking back to the bubble. Obviously, the NBA had a different situation. But when you think about the NFL and maybe some of the risks that could happen here, how are advertisers maybe looking at a potential resurgence? I mean, the NFL has been pretty strict about their vaccination policy, but how do you look at that?
Yeah, well, we could start with an assessment of last year and why we think it really played out better than anyone expected. Amazingly enough, we didn't miss a single game last year in the NFL season. I think there were about 18 rescheduled windows all over the place, right? We had games every day of the week. But in the end, the leagues, the teams, the broadcast partners, all finding a way in a world where there was no vaccination help. So obviously we're hopefully optimistic heading into this season, understanding what they were able to accomplish last year during different circumstances.
Another key difference, Jeremy, last year, we saw the NFL competing with so many other sports because of the delays that happened during the pandemic. Obviously, the NBA playoffs happening, overlapping with the NFL season, along with so many other games. To what extent do you see the strength in the ad revenue picking up as a result of the fact that we're sort of back to the normal sports seasons?
Yeah, that's a fantastic point, because what we saw from a dynamic standpoint was viewership didn't increase just because they were dumping more supply and more windows out there in the sports world. Viewership maintained relatively flat, which means less of a share for each individual property. I think as we move into this year and we get back to regularly scheduled programming times, we'll certainly see an uptick, or at least we hope to see an uptick in regards to total audience.
Yeah, and you mentioned the diversity here among the advertisers for the NFL, and I think the big one everyone's going to be watching this time around is gaming companies, specifically as more and more states have sports betting now. But the NFL kind of capped how many they would want during an ad break. I wonder how much, you know, that really limits maybe what the advertising numbers could have been.
Yeah, I think it was a strategic move on the part of the NFL, as well as some of the broadcast partners that opted into taking that revenue. You know, the demand was definitely far in excess of what we saw in regards to the supply that was out there for that specific sports book category. And that's different from the daily fantasy category that we've seen historic strength in.
Jeremy Carey, Optimum Sports Managing Director. Good to talk to you today. Really appreciate the time.